wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.
To another episode of the S3 podcast. I can't believe that we are on episode 44. It's been quite a wild ride so far, but let's keep things going. Today we will be discussing the first genetically modified mosquitoes, which I saw in the biology category when I was doing research. So without further ado, before I jump right in, do follow us over on Instagram at s3podcast_. Also follow me, if you would like to, at s3s3productions to get and on further episodes and etc. I hope you are having a wonderful weekend so far. I hope you're enjoying the weather. And yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. This week, mosquito eggs placed in the Florida Keys are expected to hatch tens of thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes, a result of the first US release of such insects in the wild. A biotechnology firm called Oxitec delivered the eggs in late April as part of a federally approved experiment to study the use of genetic engineering rather than insecticides to control disease-carrying mosquito populations. The move targets an invasive species called Aedes aegypti that carries Zika, dengue, chikungunya, yellow fever and other potentially deadly diseases, some of which are on the rise in Florida. The experiment relies on a genetic alteration that will be lethal to a large number of future offspring. In this case, male mosquitoes have been modified to carry a gene that makes their female progeny dependent on the antibiotic tetracycline and thus fated to die in the wild. As the mating cycle repeats over generations, female numbers are depleted and the population is suppressed. The modified insects eventually die off, making this approach self-limiting. Excuse me. Oxitec overcame significant regulatory hurdles before getting the go-ahead from the US Food and Drug Administration in 2016, and then the Environmental Protection Agency in 2020. If the current pilot effort is successful, the firm is set to release as many as 20 million more males in the prime of Florida's mosquito season later this year. The results of the experiment could ultimately help address concerns about releasing genetically modified organisms into the wild. Now, first off the bat, I'm already a bit creeped out by this. I mean, I understand that they have a job to do and it's their job to potentially come up with these, you know, experiments or, you know, trying to figure out what works so that we can perhaps overcome viruses in the future. I get that. I understand that. I understand that there is a need for biology and a need for better, faster vaccines, etc. I get that. But at the same time, I'm still creeped out by all of this. And it's just to learn more about the risks and rewards of Florida's foray into bioengineered pest control. A Scientific American spoke with Omar Akbari, a molecular biologist whose lab works on genetic control technologies at the University of California, San Diego. A weird flashback. But does any of this remind you of that scene in Jurassic Park where they were engineering dinosaurs and genetically modifying them? Does it like remind you of that? Just a bit. At the University of California, San Diego, he is also a co-founder of Agrigene, a biotech company that is using genetically engineered agricultural pests as a biological pest control. And these are some of the questions that they proposed. Do you Do you think that Aedes aegypti experiment in the Florida Keys will reduce the spread of mosquito-borne diseases? The current method of controlling this species is to use insecticides, but they don't really work well. We've noticed resistance in the field, so new technologies are definitely needed. Oxitec's technology for releasing genetically modified insects has been tested in other places. The company has reported reaching an Aegypti population suppression of more than 90% in many of their releases, including effective control of the Aegypti population in Brazil. Given its prior testing, the experiments in the Keys is likely to work and to suppress Aegypti populations, and hopefully it will directly translate into an epidemiological impact, effectively reducing disease transmission. How safe is this technology? It's extremely safe. Yeah, I don't know about that, mate. But, you know, what do I know? The EPA has done its due diligence and tested many of the potential side effects of this technology. The real question here is, what are the existing control mechanisms that are in place? This mosquito has been controlled using many different broad-spectrum insecticides in Florida, including pyrethroids that also kill honeybees, ladybugs, dragonflies and other insects. Pictures show aerial spraying of insecticides from airplanes over neighborhoods in Florida during the Zika virus outbreak in 2016. By comparison, Oxitec's technology is extremely safe. It's only going to target Aegypti and you're using the mosquito to control the mosquito. Is there a risk to the ecosystem? It's a misconception that the process will get rid of all mosquitoes. There are more than 3,500 different species of mosquitoes on Earth. A handful of them transmit pathogens. Oxitec is not trying to eliminate all mosquitoes. The company is getting rid of one mosquito species from a localized population to stop it from transmitting pathogens to humans. And this mosquito species, Aegypti, is invasive and doesn't have a purpose in this environment. So I don't think there will be any negative environmental impact from removing the species from the environment. Now, can we just take a second to digest that? I don't think there will be any negative environmental impact from removing the species from the environment. Now, that to me sounds a bit naive. When you remove an animal, let's say, for example, from the wild, from its natural habitat, right, there's always going to be an environmental impact from removing any species, any animal, from its environment. So, right, there's always going to be an environmental impact, right? So you can't say I don't think there will be. You don't know that, right? Now, I know that, you know, there are some arguments saying that we shouldn't be doing these sort of tests, experiments, and to some extent, I agree. Yes, we need to advance, you know, in certain areas. We need advancements in certain vaccines in comparison to the diseases that are out there. But I don't know. But like I said, I'm a bit creeped out. You know, I think they're playing with too much fire, if you ask me. Let me know what you think. Get in touch with us on Instagram and let us know what you think. I'd love to hear your opinion, your thoughts. Do you anticipate the future use of Oxitec technology in other US states? Right now, it is only approved to do one area of Florida. It's authorized here for experimental use, and the technology is localized. These mosquitoes can't travel very far. The first requirement for use of the technology in other areas will be success with the current experiment in Florida. Once that is in hand, Oxitec can apply for more permits to do broader releases in other areas. If that were to happen, the process would resemble what took place in Florida. I think Oxitec would connect with the local mosquito-controlled districts in those locations and coordinate releases and monitoring the density of the aegypti female population over time. Getting approval in other locations might also require putting it on a ballot to get the public to weigh in on a decision, as was done in Florida. So, okay, they put a ballot to the public to weigh in. So, okay, that lessens the creep factor for me. What are the possible limitations of this approach to controlling mosquitoes that spread disease? One question is scalability. Can they scale this technology to eliminate this pest from, let's say, all the states in America that it's present in, which is basically half of the US, or is it only useful in small communities? And if they scale it, what is the cost associated with that? Also, species-specific technology is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you're only targeting one species. On the other hand, there are often multiple species transmitting a pathogen. For example, in Brazil, you have two different species transmit dengue virus, Aegypti and Aedes albopictus. That's also the case in Florida. So if you get rid of one of them, the other is still out there. And that's the thing, you may, one for a better word, eliminate one species, but you can have another one that's releasing the exact same pathogen. With the global warming, how likely is it that other regions will take the same course that the Florida Keys mosquito district has? Some already have. Oxitec has received approvals to do releases of its modified Aegypti mosquitoes in the Cayman Islands and Panama. It is doing trials in India. Genetically modified mosquitoes are released into cages with wild type mosquitoes to mate and then compared with cages without the modified insects. Others have done releases in Malaysia and Australia. And as there are more examples of success stories, I think more countries will be willing to adopt this technology, assuming that the costs make sense. With global warming, the habitable range of Aegypti mosquitoes is expanding. These species now is present in many US states, whereas 10 years ago it wasn't. This too is going to become more important as this mosquito species becomes more prevalent and the pathogens also become more prevalent. What biological pest control technologies are you currently working on? Our lab has a preprint paper currently under review, describing a new CRISPR-based technology that can be used to eliminate Aegypti populations. It's also self-limiting. We're excited about this because we were able to eliminate the populations in experimental cages in the lab. And we think this technology might be a next generation technology that can be used alongside the Oxitec technology. The outcome is very similar. Well, let me know what you think of that. I will put, get in touch with us on Instagram, S3podcast_. Follow me on Instagram as well if you want to, at S3S3podcast. No, sorry, S3S3productions. Let me know what you think. What are your thoughts? Well, that will be it for... This will be going up on Monday at 12... AM, so that will be 4 PM PST time. And so yeah, until the next episode, enjoy.
I wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.